This is a blog post from daddycoda.com. Show off time, really? I've had this game in my head for literally years. Since I was a kid, in fact, when I had a physical, real-world version of this. And anyway, without the coins, which are my addition, as a reason to actually go somewhere. Embedded in the blog post here is the Stop the Clock game, which I've written in Scratch as part of my involvement in Code Club, which is a way of teaching 9 and 10-year-olds programming. You'll have to go to daddycoda.com to see the game. Or you can find me on the Scratch website, which is scratch.mit.edu, as Floyd UK. Just use the search feature there and search for FLOYDUK, and you can see all of the games as I've written in Scratch there. So, continuing with what I've written. The idea here is that the clock moves along the black lines, which represent grooves in the tiles. Click tiles to slide them around. Arranges the tiles to make the clock reach the coins. You can keep sliding the tiles while the clock is moving. You can also slide the tiles before you set the clock moving, so that you get a nice start. But once the clock is moving, it keeps going. This game uses as a real line-following algorithm that uses two sensors, one ahead and one slightly to the left. I've wanted it for a while to try and write out a line-following algorithm in Scratch. It's very fussy and difficult, and mine in this game is far from perfect. Don't try and do this with the kids at Code Club. It's too hard. Under the line following is a sliding puzzle. This is much easier and uses a Scratch version 2's cloning code. So each tile is an instance of the main tile which is hidden. And each one takes care of its own movement. When you click on one, it looks around to see. Which way it can move. If it can move into an adjacent empty space, then it does. Simple. Definitely easy enough to do with the kids. Feel free to steal the code. I'm pretty sure that this could be used in a variety of other games. Once again, if you want to see the code, you can go to scratch.mit.edu and search for Floyd UK, FLOYDUK. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.